decides is good for me. I love it. That was book one. Book two, that okay, now let me tell you what this wisdom is all about. He explained it. We have gone through it a lot. I hope you will find some time to go through it again and again. So he told us what this knowledge is all about. Now book three, our mission is to absorb this knowledge. For this absorbing, you need the filtering system. So he decided to say what not to do. What was the first thing that you should not do? Words. Big mouth. Big words. The thing that could fool a lot of people in philosophic way. To quote this thing, that thing. To say the stuff that you don't really know, but it looks good if you say it. Another. Don't eat the children of the elephants. That was the first thing. Second thing, what was that? Remember, we talked about it. This is the path that you are not the leader. You have to follow someone, right? Okay, how do you follow that someone? Who is that someone? We don't know. But we know the filter. Who should not that someone be?
The false peer or the person, the sheikh from the village.
Yes. Yes, a fellow who is a follower himself, first to begin with, is imitator, and he tries to prove something here. We're not trying to prove anything here, because the stuff we are talking about is out of this. He talked about it, right? Then, main subject is here. I always come back to this as main. From book one, I mentioned it, you're not listening then. Maybe even now you're not listening, and in the future I come back, because this is Moses and Pharaoh, the main story. You know that we have made up a story about Moses and Pharaoh. To say what? To tell you what's in you. That's what Moses and Pharaoh are all about. Okay? So, even within the story, repeatedly, Rumi stopped and said, oh, listen, alas, I don't know what to do, because when I'm talking about this, you think that I'm talking about a pharaoh in Egypt. I'm talking about you. But you know what? If I directly talk about you, you will be at least emotionally offended. So unknowingly you defend yourself. And I'm not here to offend you. So what can I do? I beg you, please listen carefully. This is you. You are born as Pharaoh. You are born arrogant. You are born selfish. Because all the animals are supposed to be like this, and it's normal for animals. And at the beginning, it's even fruitful. Up to the teenage time, you enjoy that. And it's good. Because you are only you and nothing else. Then, with puberty, suddenly you are half of something. Because now, the sexual feeling there makes you half of it. You need to connect. How? In animal life, it goes with trying, beating the others and cheating, making faces and gestures to convince the partner. And in a lot of cases, it's violent. There is even the case that the male will be a meal. What about the human being? Is it the same? Of course not. because we know the satisfaction is not the same. Here we have something else. How does it appear? It's a sparkle of light that appears in the dream of your fellow. That something in you will tell you that you need to be connected. You need to find someone, somehow. Something is missing. That's that star. What you do about it, you try to stop it. Because it's going to control your life and you don't like it. Do you? No. You don't like the Moses to control your life. Because you are the fellowship. Why giving up all the power and become secondary? You remember? We talked about it. Tell your wife that. You could divorce. This is the same stuff here. So, Pharaoh will do a lot to stop the process, but don't worry, because that's the process that will help Moses. Here we had one exception. Suddenly, when you hear about the Moses and Pharaoh, normally you go to the palace and all that, and you want to come to the sea to be open and things like that. Here, we went somewhere else. When they started to fight, Rumi told you a lot what this fighting is all about. Then we went to find two sorcerers. Because sorcery to us is what? Is a part of knowledge. Scientific stuff looks like sorcery. Because they're magicians, they know they do stuff, right? When Pharaoh wants to gather all of this, means when you will bring in whatever wit you have to defend yourself, not to become the secondary, not to let the Moses to take over, you hang on to everything, right? Good. But that everything is not everything. There is an exception over there. Means all the knowledge are not automatically increasing your arrogance. There are some part of knowledge which is different. And that part of knowledge will help Moses. This is a point that I don't know how to really make it clear. I don't know how to say that sinks in to understand that when you look at these texts superficially, they are unlogical. They look illogical. They look that they are fighting the knowledge. It looks like that. But apparently, that's a mistake. It's not like that. We believe in something beyond the knowledge. We say there is something beyond the intelligence. Not that we deny the intelligence. The only thing that we want, this intelligence, this knowledge, this machine, this brain to do is to understand that I am secondary. That's it. For my brain to understand that, okay, there are orders and laws all around, but there is exception. Law is very important because with that I understand the environment, I know how to deal with it. Exception? Is it important? Exception? What's the importance of exception?
Are you speaking to me?
Mm-hmm. Love is exception. Love obeys no rule. Nobody ever had found one rule for love. You cannot say why Romeo falls in love with Juliet, although Juliet is not very beautiful. This is Rumuja Gingnanmi, remember? The king called Leili and said, come here, they say this Majnun is in love with you, you're not that pretty. She said, you're not Majnun, you don't have that eye. Because that's what it is. There is no logical rules in it. That's the basic of the dilemma. So here we find that two who present the exception. Who are those fellows? They are the sorcerers, like others, but with a difference. Do you remember the two sorcerers we had before? Do you remember any sorcerer before? With those double angels, Harut and Marut, book one. Here we hear all the explanation we needed. If we needed more explanation in the second half of book one, here is it is. Everything comes here. Over there we had two angels. Two angels that lost to arrogance. They believed in themselves and they looked down to the human beings, right? Here we have just the opposite. First of all, these are two young fellows. And these fellows, they are sorcerers, they are good ones, they are invited by the king, but they don't have that inflated ego. They seek guidance. They go to the mother, they go to the great our father. This is the difference. So there are some sort of this. And they tried their chance. When the sea started to move, they realized. Just the same way that that fellow who was coming to Omar and suddenly felt that duality in the feeling that I like him but I fear him. What is this? The same way. Here, they understood that this stick is moving, so it's more than this. And Moses told them, don't tell anyone. This is our secret, right? This is what we are talking about. This is where we are. We are going to talk about it. Up to here, we started with the Moses, and the point Rumi made was, first, Moses doesn't think. Moses doesn't decide. Moses doesn't choose. Moses will do whatever is happening, period. That's the real address for Moses. Do you remember the address for the villager we had, that sheikh who was not there yet? Here is the address to this, okay? When Pharaoh asks for some time, give me some time, okay. Why should I? God will say, okay, give him time. Because this time, he thinks that it's good for him. But again, it's good for Moses. Because Moses will find two sorcerers who are the best. And they become believers, right? Then, we thought about the scientific information that you have to let go later. Should you absorb it in the first place? The point he made was that, listen, here we are looking for a sparkle of light. We believe Haq is light. Why? Because light is exception to the rule. Everything about light is exceptional, and the source of life and energy is that, so we'll say it's light, okay? We are looking for that light. Where is it? These are the points he made. Remember, he said, there is no place and no time for that concept of Haq. Haq is not relative to time. Just is always just. Justice is always justice. There is no place and no time. He said, there is no past and there is no future. It's only hal, means now and